Blog Talk Radio.
Looking for something different? Looking for something fun? Join Dan every Monday on the Freedomizer Network, 9 to 10:30 Pacific, noon to 1:30 Eastern, for Common Sense with the Educated Redneck, Dan Ellison. The show about everything and nothing at all.
We talk a lot about the kingdom here, and we talk a lot about what most churches are afraid to talk about or don't even know to talk about, which is what the first century church was really doing. But just talking about it is not enough. We encourage everybody to join us in their local neighborhoods, in their local communities, to find out more about what they can do to seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Gather with others who are already starting this road or starting to turn around and do things differently. Join us on thelivingnetwork.org or at hisholychurch.org. Go to the network links or go to preparingyou.com. Join the network there. It's all the same. And we'll try to hook you up with people in your local area. They will not be perfect. They don't walk on water. They are not necessarily saints. But they are talking about seeking the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And join us on Facebook. Facebook.com, His Holy Church, all one word. Join us there. We'll give you updates so you can start doing some studying and thinking about these things and start looking into these things for yourselves. But it's just not enough to sit and listen or to talk about or to say. You must become a doer of the word.
Do you want to hear the truth about New York State and beyond? I'm Diana.
And I'm Dean.
Join us Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. until 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where we'll talk about everything New York State and beyond.
Yeah, nationwide news and local news and the tyranny that's going on here in New York State and what the Democrats are doing across the country, too.
We're going to talk about just about everything. Join us Thursdays, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, D&D, delivering the truth in New York State and beyond. See you then.
Sometimes as a Christian, it can be really hard to continue to find joy in our daily disciplines, even in biblical word Bible study. Honestly, we know we're supposed to find joy in it and get growth. That's why I named my new show Dynamic Word Bible Studies, because studying the Word shouldn't leave you unchanged. It should provide dynamic growth through your life and the power of God encountered every day. I'm really excited to start this on Wednesdays from 9 to 10:30 right here on Freedomizer Radio. We're going to start out with the Book of Romans, one of the most important books to my early Christian walk. So whether you've been a Christian for a long time or you're just learning about Scripture, this is going to be a great place to learn what it was that Paul was trying to tell the Church of Romans and the things that are important to us still today. Again, join me every Wednesday from 9 to 10:30 right here on Freedomizer Radio for Dynamic Word Bible Studies.
Hello, I'm Mike, my birthing partner, and I just got our new Lysenica Freedom microchips. These microchips are awesome. They help me keep the freedom I used to before I enrolled into Southern Hampshire Institute of Technology.
I am Jamar. I am friends with Mike and his birthing partner. We met at SHIT. I am a liberal media major. I also just got a Lysenica Freedom Microchip. Since SHIT recently mandates everyone on campus get their Freedom Microchip, I jumped on the Lysenica joint.
This Freedom Chip grants me the freedom to go everywhere I was allowed to before COVID. Now this chip tells me when I am and am not allowed to go outside. It also tracks my boosters. If I'm not up to date on a chip, it tells me when I need to get it by.
This chip is sweet. Without this Freedom Chip, no one is allowed on our campus. I scan my hand whenever I want to pay for something. It also calls for an ambulance when I get another heart attack from a booster, which is totally not a heart attack from them getting a gene therapy.
These freedom chips are free. You can go to any drugstore or China Mart, an employee with inserted in your wrist.
Remember, it is not the mark of the beast. You just need to let Liznica track and trace your every move. You just need a freedom chip to buy, sell, work, and live. When you get a microchip, look for the Liznica Freedom Microchips. They are sweet.
Hello, Freedomizers. I am Broccoli Man. When I am not fighting crime, I listen to the Proof Negative radio show.
I am the Wirita. Not only do I forbid you to listen to Freedomizer Radio and the Proof Negative radio show, I am going to demand you wear a mask and get your naked body scan. We need to protect the one world government. You getting the real information hurts a crime syndicate. Do not listen to Proof Negative. You must now disrobe this instant so I can check your person for a constitution or cash money.
Anyway, listen to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio. Weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern. 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. FreedomizerRadio.com.
Now, back to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio. Welcome to the Proof Negative Radio Show, right here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Now sit back and enjoy the show.
All right. Hello again, everyone. Welcome back to another great night here on Freedomizer Radio. Of course, I'm your host, Proof Negative, the Big Kahuna here on Freedomizer. I want to thank everybody so much for finding us today. Today is Monday, TGIM, everyone. Thank goodness it's Monday. Another broadcasting week is starting for us here tonight. And we are back at full speed this week. I do have Christina joining us here in just a second. And you could be joining us as well. The number here to call in, 319-527-6208. And just press lucky number one on your phone, and I will make it a point to bring you into today's conversation. So with that, let me go ahead and bring Christina in here. Christina, welcome.
Hi, Proof. It's good to be back. Thank you.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
How are things with you?
Not much changes here. I'm on vacation next week, though, so I have to find you a host.
Oh, okay. All right. That's good. Vacations are always good. And we don't get enough of them these days. What a crazy world we're still living in, right?
Yeah, well, I don't know how much of the Trump stuff you followed today, but tomorrow it's going to go down.
It just is unbelievable that they're getting away with this because, I mean, honestly, it's not really legal. I've been listening to Viva and Barnes. I listened to them last night, and, Barnes was saying, he's like, first of all, he said, the president, he's like, there are no rules, there are no procedures. He can do what he wants with those documents. And he said...
Yeah, and Adam Dershowitz said the same thing.
Yeah.
Or Alan Dershowitz, whatever his name is.
Yeah. They said whenever they're talking about the procedures and, everything that has to be done with those documents, they're not talking about the president. They're talking about everybody else. And what's funny is, did you hear him talk about how when Biden did it, he was vice president. So that was.
Hey, that's only part of it. He also did it while he was a senator.
Yeah. I mean, it's a mob. I mean, it's a government mob, literally.
So here's what we're looking at. So they tried, the goons tried their best to get this Trump appointed judge off the case so they can get their own person in there. It didn't work.
Wow.
The female judge wasn't scared, but they tried hard to make threats.
Oh, I didn't know that. So they threatened the judge down in Miami?
Yes. But if you don't know, they plan on the same exact trial also in Washington, D.C. So they want to try him in two separate areas for the same thing.
Unbelievable. I mean, does he need new attorneys?
Well, two attorneys quit last week after they got threatened.
Wow.
I mean, they're threatening valet people. They're threatening jail time for attorneys. They're threatening judges, and somehow that's legal to do so. I don't know how.
Oh, I mean, Merrick and am I saying that right? The Attorney General.
He's like the weakest person ever, but he's like a mob boss.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, this just, I'm just like, somebody just slap me, pinch me, whatever, and wake me up from this flipping nightmare. I mean, it's truly hard to believe that this is actually reality. So, I don't know. Something's got to give here soon. But, what's truly happening is I think they're pushing people, they're pushing more people to Trump because, you know, I'm a big fan of Robert Kennedy Jr. And, but my gosh, when I see what they're doing, it's like, how does RFK even want to represent that party? I mean, well, it just seems so
if he wants to represent the party, maybe he's looking to take the trash out of the party. I don't know.
I
but
mean,
he's not going to win.
If he could do that, that would be great. Oh, I think he could. I mean, if he can get nominated, I think he could win. But the more they push this thing with Trump, possibly not. Because if there's no way they can, I mean, there's no way that this can go down legally with Trump. There's just no possible way because it's all BS. I mean, there's nothing legit.
Well, it's legal if they can get away with it.
And they can't try a president for the Espionage Act. They already said that. They said that is not for the president. It's for everyone else. But it does not pertain to the president.
Yeah, so we have a situation where they could try and arrest Trump for hundreds of years over the Espionage Act, where we have a sitting president that has taken billions with a B in dollars from China and Ukraine and other countries, and that's perfectly acceptable. And most people that voted for Brandon the first time are like, they're all saying, so what? At least it's not Trump.
Oh, wowza. And all these 1023, these form 1023s, now they're finally talking about it, Congress. And they won't let the public see it. And that's what they were just saying. You know, they're allowing these other documents that shouldn't be seen by the public to be exposed. And yet the 1023s that are supposed to be shown, it's mob. Mob written all over it.
No, and the FBI, they don't care. They don't care about contempt of Congress. They're not giving up documents that James Comey even said exist.
And how is that? Because it's, you know, Congress created the FBI. So anything you create, you're in control of. So that makes no sense that they cannot demand whatever they want.
Well, it's because the deep state thinks that they are bigger than the presidency.
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
So all these various people, whether it's Cheryl Milley, whether it's James Comey, whether it's John Brennan, whether it's Peter Strzok, any of those fools, they believe that their value is far more value than the president of the United States.
They
might be able to get away with it.
So who, my question is, or my suggestion is, they think they can get away with this. So say they somehow do. Why would any law enforcement person arrest Trump? They should say no way. And that's where it's got to, you know, start. It's the people that actually do their dirty work. They've got to say no. They've got to stop. But you have to have all of them saying no. You can't just have, you know,
and
a few.
That's the issue.
I don't know.
That's the issue. That's why they're bullies, because the Republican side is a majority of cowards.
It seems that way. Sure seems that way. Does McCarthy have the power to stop this?
He could stop the January 6th stuff if he wanted to. And you have Mike Pence out there saying there's no pardons for anybody for January 6th.
Oh.
Because that was, even Mike Pence is saying that's the worst crime in American history.
Oh, my word. Oh, he's not going anywhere. I got news for him. He is wasting
well,
his time.
I
Nobody
said earlier that this past weekend, between Chris Christie, Mike Pence, and Asa Hutchinson, they're going to get a combined 1%. That's the over-under on them.
Yeah.
You put all three of those fools together, you're not going
to
get 1%.
No. They're a flipping joke. I would love to see Kennedy and Gabbard together, but she left the Democratic Party, so I don't know how that would work. But I still don't know. I'm still curious to see who Trump would have with him and DeSantis.
Well, but then again, Christina, if she says she's not a Democrat, she's not in office right now. So it's not like she's currently in office.
That's true. So I guess she could. Has DeSantis or any,
you're
any
thinking
of the other...
that you're thinking that Democrats are going to grab a brain, and they don't have those. So it doesn't matter if Robert F. Kennedy is polling at 35 to 37%. The goal is to give Robert Kennedy the Trump treatment, take him off social media, don't let him on mainstream interviews, just pretend he doesn't exist.
But do you know there's a lot of, I hate to use the word, but it's the perfect word. There's a lot of ignorant Democratic voters out there that are just, they're just going to vote for Biden.
What it is.
They're blind, you know. But then there's some Democratic voters out there that actually are just that traditional, you know, that they've been Democrats their whole lives. And
yes, but the one
that
difference
they are seeing a lot.
If I have to say this every week, I'll say it every week, and it's not you, Christina. I'll say this for the audience and the people in the back. The reason they let Bernie Sanders go on so long was because at the end of the day, he could play the Pied Piper role and play his magic flute and just deliver all those votes to Brandon or the badge or whomever. And Robert F. Kennedy is not going to be able to do that. If you're voting for Robert F. Kennedy, you're not going to say, oh, well, I'll just vote for any old Democrat. They're not wired the same. So therefore, Robert F. Kennedy they're not even going to pretend he's a viable candidate because they can't do anything with the Robert F. Kennedy voters.
Well, did you know, okay, so Robert F. Kennedy's, Junior's dad, did you know that the same thing happened to him, though? He literally, he was nominated over the sitting Democratic president. So that was one of the
Lyndon
rare
Johnson.
Instances. Yeah, so they actually chose Robert F. Kennedy Jr. or Senior over the sitting President Johnson to run as a Democratic candidate. So are you saying that you just don't think that can happen this time?
Oh, definitely not. And the number one reason, if all the debates are brought to you by Pfizer, what are they going to do with Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Yeah.
Conflict of interest.
Yeah.
And I don't
you
like
what
I don't
was,
like to have him to say that.
I know. I said, you know what would be fantastic is if they don't nominate Kennedy for the Democratic Party, I would love to see him run as an independent. And oh my gosh, would it just be? I mean, it would speak mountains if he could win as an independent, because it would finally shout, we're sick of two sides. We're sick of the politics. We don't want two parties.
Yeah, but I don't want to give anybody false hope. And I have to say,
know,
at this point, you're dreaming.
I mean, I know in the past, independent runners were just, they just took votes away from either the Dems or the Republicans. But, I mean, the state that we're in right now, I don't know. I have to wonder if the independent could win. I mean, that's what would need to happen.
Well,
I
think he would do better than Ross Perot, and Ross Perot is probably the benchmark for a third-party candidate. But
yeah, that's
will
true.
He win maybe one state? Remember, Ross Perot won zero states, but he finished second in a bunch.
Yeah.
And that, unfortunately, that's where Robert F. Kennedy would end up.
Yeah. Wow. I don't know. Just have to keep seeing what happens. Honestly, I don't know if Biden's going to be around. I mean,
he doesn't have to be. They are still negotiating behind the scenes to have Gruesome and or Michael Robinson Obama, who I'm sure is a nice lady.
Oh, transgender stuff. Oh, my word.
Yeah, I don't think Gruesome would be a good choice personally, because I think too many people left California, and he's too much of that sleazebag used car salesman and representative of what the liberals are right now, which I don't think mainstream America wants. But
he has the smile of the Joker.
I will say, if Big Mike runs, that's the great equalizer. And it doesn't matter that Big Mike has said nothing over the past few years and has no record to run on other than that he's Barry Satoru's husband. That's all he can run on. But that would be the great equalizer, and may or may not be able to beat Trump just based on that.
Yeah.
That's what they're kind of counting on. That's their ace in the hole.
Yeah, they're just that's what this is all about with Trump. They're just trying to somehow keep him from running. I mean,
because if they can keep him from running, they'll even beat DeSantis, in my opinion. They already have a playbook on how to defeat DeSantis, and with people like Dick Cheney and Karl Rove and the Bushes helping DeSantis, I think that's pretty much a done deal there. I don't see a future with DeSantis right now.
Yeah.
I like the guy a lot, but you are who you roll with, in my opinion, and I don't trust the people around him.
I know. I hear you. I don't trust the Bushes at all. Nope. That's for sure. I don't know if trust in a politician should be in the same sentence. Although I have to admit that I do trust Robert F. Kennedy Jr. I really do.
And I still trust Trump, even though I don't think he did anything on his own that pissed me off. I just think that he put his trust into too many bad people.
Yeah, I do too. He made some really stupid moves.
And he's
moves.
Still out there selling those gene therapies.
Oh, God, I know. I'm like, honestly.
Did you see him get booed in Iowa when he started talking about it?
No, but good. I mean, I don't understand.
I just don't understand. It's like I'll vote for him, but wow.
But yeah, why? He knows people are hurt. He's like, oh, nobody's been hurt by those shots yet. And I'm like, really?
And then meanwhile, the CDC comes out over the weekend and says that they lied on purpose about the death numbers so they can get more people to take it. They're even telling you that they lied to the American public, and he's out there selling it.
Unbelievable. Did you watch The Great Awakening?
No.
No, you haven't watched it. It's the latest pandemic movie.
No, I didn't watch the woman one either. I generally don't. I'm not a movie guy.
Well, this one wasn't a movie. The Great Awakening isn't a movie. It's more of just a documentary, and they went into showing how, you know, Marxism and socialism and what do they call it, Maoism or whatever, how he, you know, how he took the young people from the colleges and they were the ones that supported him. And I mean, it's scary. We have our cowboy toys. As long as we have our protection, you know, we're okay. But if they, I still, in this country, there's, I still don't think they could ever ban them or collect them. There'd be too much bloodshed.
Well, that's what they want, though.
I know. I got news for them, though. They're going to go down. They would go down. Although, there's so many weapons out there now with, you know, the frequencies and stuff like that. It, can't put that past them, especially if they have the military on their side. And that's the part I still would love to know. I'm like, are they going to protect the people or are they going to protect this mob that's in Washington, D.C. right now?
Are you kidding? They protect the mob for sure.
No, but I talk to so many, you know, there's a lot of military here in town, and most of them are against all this. So I don't know.
Yeah, but if their paycheck is dependent on it, or they're thrown in a FEMA camp that doesn't exist, then people get to make some choices. And like you said earlier, there's a lot of people that know the difference between right and wrong, but nobody wants to be the only ones that stand up. So unless a whole group stands up, then everybody's going to say, I don't want to be the only one.
Very true. Very true. I just
so I'll tell you who I do like, though, and I'm going to play a clip.
Okay.
I really am liking Vivek Ramaswamy. What?
Who? You mean in the, you talking about the Indian guy?
Yeah.
I only have one issue.
If you watch him, you'll start to understand that I don't think he has a chance in beating Trump at all. But I like what he brings to the table. I've heard some of his proposals, and I think he means well. And to me, he runs circles around almost everybody else. And I think he gets it. I think he's just like one of us. And he's a businessman that's not a career politician. And see, what I don't want is you get all these people that are running because I want to do things just like Trump, but I don't want to be Trump. And if you're not bringing anything different in, then why be there? And I think he offers a little different. And I like how he put fake news in their place yesterday in an interview.
But is he, does he, what type of religion? Does he have a faith? Do you know? Because a lot of Indians,
I haven't seen him profess anything, but I don't, from what I see, he doesn't scare me. I don't hear him talking about Hinduism or Muslims or any of that, which is fine with me. I don't need somebody to be a loudmouth. I just need somebody that at the end of the day knows our position and knows what he has to do or she has to do. And I'm okay with that.
Yeah, most of them are pretty money driven. I don't know.
What I don't want is somebody that's fake. Like, remember when Barry Sotaro said he was a Christian and we all laughed at him because we knew he was lying, but we can't really prove somebody's faith.
Yeah.
But let me go ahead and play what he... Go ahead.
No, I have an issue sometimes with... I mean, I'm not prejudiced, but there are a lot of Indians taking over a lot of roles in this country. And I'm not
Can we take a listen to him before professing your hatred of Indians?
Yes.
All right.
That's fine.
All right. I wasn't saying that to be mean, I promise.
No, I understand.
All right. So let's hear what Vivek had to say. And what I want to play this here, what I want you to mention, or what I do want to mention, Christina, is that you could tell Vivek wants to move into other topics, but this CNN... I don't want to say journalists because they're not, but they're a paid actress. It's just shameful. They only want to stick to one topic. So I'll play this right now.
Okay. Welcome back to State of the Union. Most of the Republicans running against former President Trump defended him after his indictment this week, but only one has gone as far as my next guest. Here with me now is Republican presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy. Thank you so much for joining me. So before you heard any details of the allegations in the Trump indictment, you put out a statement saying if you become president, you would pardon Donald Trump on day one. Now you've seen the allegations, and you've seen that he stored highly classified information like nuclear secrets and others in unsecured areas of his country club. Given everything that you've seen, do you stand by your promise to pardon him if he's convicted?
Reading that indictment and looking at the selective omissions of both fact and law, then I'm even more convinced that a pardon is the right answer here.
Why?
The top question actually we should be asking is, what did Biden tell Merrick Garland? What did Merrick Garland tell Jack Smith? Because what I see in that document is deeply politicized. Not a single mention of the Presidential Records Act, the most relevant statute to the actual alleged crime here. Selective statements from President Trump's statements on the campaign trail in 2016 about classification and how he'd treat it, without one mention of the fact that he actually, after he was elected in 2016, said he would not prosecute Hillary Clinton and would not want to see her prosecuted. And by the way, no one's mentioned this yet. This was what stood out to me. The classification scheme itself was defined not by statute, but by executive order, which is interesting because executive orders, appellate courts have held, do not bind a U.S. president with the force of law. So this is selective prosecution. I think it's irresponsible not to have included any treatment of those facts or law in this indictment. It reeks of politicization, which is why I want to go back to the top question that the media actually should be asking. What did Biden tell Garland? What did Garland tell Jack Smith? That's what you need to be getting to the bottom of.
The White House insists that he has absolutely no connection to this, that the whole reason the special counsel was put in place is to take it out of politics. But I want to read something that Bill Barr, President Trump's own attorney general, said just this morning on another network. He said, quote, if even half of it is true, speaking of the indictment, then he's toast. It is a very detailed indictment, and it's very, very damning. This is the former president's own former attorney general.
I think we have to be able to draw a distinction between bad judgments. I would not have made the judgments that President Trump made. It's a big part of why I'm in this race, is I think that I would have made different judgments
like
than
what?
Trump made.
What would you have done differently?
Well, I would not have taken those documents with me, and I would have returned them on demand because that would have actually set up for a much more constructive discussion. But there's a difference between a bad judgment and breaking the law. And when especially the federal police apparatus conflates the two, that's a threat to liberty for everyone, not just President Trump, but every American, where every misjudgment is treated as a violation of law. What really matters is the relevant law, including, by the way, how Judge Jackson interpreted the Presidential Records Act in 2012 in the Clinton sock drawer case. Not a single mention of the most relevant statute in the document means that indictment is a politicized document. So I want to get back to the bottom of the politics behind it, and we need transparency there.
According to the indictment, quote, the classified documents Trump stored in his boxes included information regarding defense and weapons capabilities of both the United States and foreign countries, United States nuclear programs, potential vulnerabilities of the United States and its allies to military attack, and plans for possible retaliation in response to a foreign attack. So we are talking about very, very sensitive information, which, again, Trump allegedly stored in a bathroom, ballroom, in his bedroom. Is that more than just bad judgment?
It's very bad judgment, no doubt about it.
You do have issues with that.
I do, if those allegations are true. By the way, the reason we have a court of law is, and I am personally deeply skeptical of everything in that indictment, so I will not believe it until we actually see it aired in a court of law. And the reason I don't believe it, Dana, is the selective omission of a bunch of other facts that should have been in that indictment, a treatment of a bunch of other statutes that are relevant to this alleged crime that were mentioned nowhere, that I personally have no faith whatsoever in those vague allegations. So if those are true, yes, I think that's reflective of very bad judgment. I'm skeptical that it even is true. But the bottom line is we cannot conflate a bad judgment with a violation of the law.
And
that's what it's at.
And we should note, as you know, when an indictment is – in order to get an indictment, it has to be approved by a grand jury.
What they taught us in law school is that you can get a grand jury to indict a ham sandwich.
Just on principle, do you think it would be a mistake for the Republican Party to nominate somebody who is facing serious federal criminal charges?
Look, I'm in this race to win this race because I think we need to move forward as a country. I think we go forward with the agenda if we're grounded in first principles and moral authority. That's why I'm in this race. But that's not for you or I or certainly the federal administrative police state to decide. That's for the people of this country to decide.
Federal administrative police state? That's pretty strong.
That's exactly what's at work here, right? You have a federal administrative state. The police arm of that state is for the first time in U.S. history not only indicting a former president, but indicting currently a lead candidate against the U.S. president. That is not the stuff of the United States of America. That is the stuff of banana republics.
Well,
and if there was ever going to be a case brought against a lead political rival for a sitting U.S. president, it better be locked down and airtight, not an indictment that fails to mention the most relevant statute that's actually at issue.
Yeah. Well, it is, obviously, as you said, it is unprecedented. I should say that there have been democracies that have prosecuted put criminal prosecution of former leaders because those times have been so extraordinary.
And here in the middle of an election.
And there,
in the middle
this,
of an election.
And this obviously is very extraordinary.
I disagree with the allegations. I just think I do not believe those allegations because of, I think, the intellectual dishonesty in that indictment. So I think the federal court is actually, I think, based on the precedent of the Clinton sock drawer case, where effectively Judge Jackson said that it is at the president's, her language, not mine, sole discretion as to what is and is not covered as a presidential record, I think the court will acquit him. But that's beside the point of the judgment that President Biden made. And if Trump's judgment was bad, President Biden's judgment is worse for actually bringing a prosecution. He should have done what Trump did.
President Biden didn't bring a prosecution.
The Department of Justice reports into the President of the United States, and so this is a fig leaf, which is why I think the media needs to get to the bottom
of this. But there's no evidence. There's absolutely no evidence, unless you can show me some, that President Biden has had anything to do with this prosecution. That's why he put two layers in between with the special counsel.
With due respect, I think it is shameful that I, as a competitor to President Trump in this race, have to ask questions that the media isn't asking. The job of the political media, if it has one job, is to hold the U.S. government accountable.
Yes, we know that.
And instead, we're doing the bidding. You're seeing the media doing the bidding of the U.S. government.
No.
Ask the question. Get to the bottom of what Biden told Garland and what Garland told Jack Smith. If the same shoe fit the other foot, you would not take their word at face value. Do not take their word now. Get to the bottom of it. Let's actually restore journalism in this country. That's what's actually missing is getting to the truth.
Okay. Thank you for that. We are absolutely asking these questions.
Good.
And we know how to be good journalists because we do it every single day. Last question is, on the fundamentals, do you believe that Donald Trump should be above the law, or should he be held to the same standard as every citizen in this country?
Every citizen in this country is held and should be held to the same standard. That includes Joe Biden. That includes Hillary Clinton. That includes Mike Pence. That includes me. That includes every citizen across this country. What we're seeing here, though, is a selective prosecution. And there's a difference between Donald Trump when he left office as president versus Joe Biden, who is a U.S. senator.
Couldn't it be true
or Hillary Clinton as a Secretary of State, none of whom are covered by the Presidential Records Act.
Okay. Couldn't it be true that it's not so much as selective prosecution? It's just that the allegations of what Donald Trump did is just different and allegedly much more egregious than what we've seen anywhere else?
There are a few things that are just different about the presidency, and we have to accept that we have this as law in this country, Dana. And if you don't like the law, we should change the law. But the law says there's a Presidential Records Act that specifically gives U.S. presidents jurisdiction and authority over deciding what is and isn't a presidential record. And executive orders bind to the rest of the country, that's the classification scheme, they don't bind the U.S. president. Again, these are questions for the courts, so I'm not substituting my opinion for the judgment of the court.
Right.
But I'm saying the fact that those distinctions did not even appear in this indictment, to me, reek of politicization, which is why I am deeply skeptical of the face value claim that the White House wasn't involved. That's what I want to get to the bottom of.
Vivek Ramaswamy, candidate for the Republican nomination. Thank you for your time, sir.
Thank you, Dana.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, they brought in dude just to talk about Trump. And
wow.
If you're watching the interview, you could see it's like I'm also running. I have other ideas. Can we talk about something other than your hatred of Trump?
Isn't it? It cracks me up. These people. Okay. And this is what I try to get through to people. Trump. People have issues with his ego. Trump has an ego. Don't get me wrong, but for people who don't have huge egos, guess what? We don't care. I don't care that he has an ego. I care that he was truly trying to, he cared about the people of the country and was trying to return the country to the people. And yeah, he had an ego about himself. He, you know, I did that. I did this. Okay. You know, who cares? If he gets it done, that's great. If he wants to brag about it, fine. But these people have egos. I mean, just like when he was telling her, you know, you need to get back to real journalism. Oh, my God. Her ego just popped up huge.
Oh, man. It sounded like she was bored of asking the questions, but it was her job to do the bidding of fake news.
Yes. I mean, I'm like... And it's so funny to me when she says, is Trump above the law? It's like, oh, no, Trump's not above the law, but Biden clearly is. I mean, seriously.
I just can't believe she threw that out there trying to get that straw man.
Oh.
Because she was trying her best to get Vivek to say something bad about Trump, and he refused.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. No, I agree with you there.
CNN probably felt like they wasted their time, Christina. They felt like they wasted their time because in 9 minutes they couldn't get Vivek to say Trump sucks.
Yeah, then that's what they – you're right. He's running against them, so they're like, oh, I bet we can, you know, get him to go against him because he doesn't want Trump to run and win. So maybe we can get him to say something bad. I mean – that's how small-minded these journalists are. I mean, they don't care about anything. I just, we just need a reset of so many things. But I am. And the fact that she was going into, they're letting out, that's in these indictments and everything, and it's like, you know what, people, it really doesn't care what were in the documents, what they said. They're allowed to do that. That's what people don't get. But when she was talking about, you know, did you hear about what some of the documents were? I'm thinking, yeah, well, you know what, I'd rather them be in Trump's hands than in freaking Biden's hands. You know, maybe if Trump took them and stored them somewhere, and I guarantee you they were safe. But it's irrelevant. He has the right to do that as a president. And the fact is, maybe he did that because he realized how horrendous, you know, the administration that's taking over is going to be, maybe he was thinking.
My opinion,
he could in some
my
way
opinion,
help.
Christina, there's no nuclear codes on those things. They wrote that in there just to make it scary so they could really sell it. Just like the Russia hoax. We know how they write stuff. They should probably just write all their documents with once upon a time in a land far away.
Yeah. And who's to say that they didn't set him up? I mean, it's not like Trump physically didn't move them himself. You know what I mean? Somebody did that for him. And so, you know, who knows? But it's still irrelevant. He had the right to do that. There's nothing they can do. He didn't even have to declassify anything. That's not for the president.
No,
that's
and the thing is that on the day that they announced the indictment, they were trying to bribe his Trump's valet driver, and they offered him money if he was willing to testify against Trump.
Oh,
so
my God.
That in itself is illegal.
Did they have that on record?
Yeah,
it was
on Friday.
Oh. I mean, that's
Thursday
the thing, too. It's like they have legit things that Biden and all these other people have done. It's like, why aren't there any indictments? Because they can't, because the mob's in control, I guess, of everyone handing out the indictments. I don't know. All right. It's just sickening.
So let me ask, was that your first time hearing at length a Vivek Ramaswamy discussion?
Yes. Yeah.
I like him. I just implore everybody to learn more about a second candidate just in case Trump doesn't make it.
Yeah. Now, did he pretty much grow up over here in the United States? I wonder.
He's first born from his family. He was born here.
Okay.
First generation born.
So he's been raised over here. So he probably is okay.
Watching multiple videos of him, he just sounds like one of us that knows what's going on, and he could only say so much, but he can also push back. I saw him with Chuck Todd, and he impressed me.
Well, he was good with that reporter. I mean, he put her right in her place. So I was in complete agreement with everything. I was really grateful for everything he said. That was great. I'm shocked.
So if something happened where Trump is not an option, Vivek is officially my number two.
Yeah, I don't know much about him. I guess I would need to kind of check. Is he an attorney, or do you know, like, what?
I just know that he's a businessman of some kind that went to law school.
Okay.
That's as much as I know about him.
Okay. All right. No, I'm glad you played that because, yeah, I love the way he stood up to her and called her out. So,
and the thing is, Vivek doesn't have much of a track record yet, so he can go on these shows and give them the business.
That's true.
Because they're thinking, well, let me get, because I we can't get Tim Scott, we can't get Trump, we can't get DeSantis, but let me get somebody that isn't going to make it, and they'll maybe spill the beans. And that's why they went after him.
I love it. I love that he did it. That was just awesome. Oh, gosh. I just wish somebody
would. So you can see why I like the guy now.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
So I want to show you another clip from fake news. I can't believe we're playing more fake news today.
Okay.
There's this CNN host that was basically, if you watch the video, she started actually having tears down her face because of unfazed Trump supporters regarding the indictment. I just thought it was hilarious. This is how serious they take this. It's like their job. It's like they're going to get fired if Donald Trump doesn't get arrested. That's what it looks like. So let me play this one.
Really don't think too highly of Special Counsel Jack Smith or this investigation. And if anything, they're actually doubling down on their support for former President Donald Trump. They see this indictment as further proof of every level of government and the press, is the way that they see it, are going unfairly after Trump. Former President Donald Trump, unapologetic and on the attack.
Jack Smith sounds so innocent. He's deranged. This is a political hit job.
Georgia's GOP convention marking Trump's first public appearance after becoming the first former president to face federal charges.
We have one set of laws in this country, and they apply to everyone.
Special Counsel Jack Smith announcing 37 criminal counts against Trump, the majority for violations of the Espionage Act.
Doesn't matter to me. Not at all.
Outside the state convention, his supporters are unfazed.
I think it's a bunch of bull. Trump ain't done that wrong. Thing Trump done is they saved this country.
They're not going to let it stop.
Mm-hmm.
They can't stand the fact that he's running for president. And I am a Donald Trump fan.
It's probably altered, but it's just typical liberal propaganda.
None of the Republican voters CNN spoke with had read the indictment.
No, I wouldn't waste my time on a phony indictment.
I don't care about the indictment. You could indict a bologna sandwich.
These loyalists share a deep sense of distrust against perceived opponents of Trump, including the Department of Justice, the FBI, and the press. Supporters routinely brought up President Joe Biden, former Vice President Mike Pence, and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. All had sensitive materials in their possession while out of public office. One big difference, Trump and his aide, Walt Nauta, faced nearly a half dozen charges related to obstruction and concealment of documents, including for allegedly suggesting to his lawyers to not cooperate with a grand jury subpoena.
In this whole fake indictment, they don't even once mention the Presidential Records Act.
The indictment outlines two different occasions Trump allegedly showed classified documents to unauthorized people. And in 2021, Trump admitted on tape to having secret documents that he hadn't declassified, according to the indictment. As president, I could have declassified, but now I can't, Trump said, according to the transcript of the audio obtained by CNN. There's an audio recording of him doing so.
We know that that can be changed. We know that that can be altered.
Within the 49-page indictment, pictures showing boxes of classified documents stacked high in a Mar-a-Lago bathroom, ballroom, office space, and elsewhere.
What he did is incorrect, absolutely incorrect. But the system allowed it to happen. The system is broken. It needs to be fixed.
The convention also drew a handful of anti-Trump protesters, co-opting one of his most popular catchphrases in this quick moment of tension.
Lock you up. Yeah, you had your support Hillary Clinton. She done a lot wrong. You're an idiot.
Ultimately, these Trump supporters could not point to any piece of evidence that would cause their support to waver.
I think Trump is the best president we've ever had, and I'm all about getting him reelected.
And in a press conference this past week, Special Counsel Jack Smith encouraged people to actually read the indictment. It's 49 pages long to get a full grasp of the body of evidence there. These Trump supporters I spoke with made it clear they have zero interest in doing that. Meanwhile, Trump denies any wrongdoing.
The Biden crime family is on the ropes. And what do we mean by this? Do we mean that they're going to lock him up tomorrow? No. What we mean is that people are waking up, that you are able to look into the ecosystem that should be defending the Bidens or should at the very least be obsessed with Donald Trump news, right? Because that's the goal. The goal is to weaponize the media and weaponize your attention in order to get you to pay attention to something else. What they want you to pay attention to is Donald Trump's going to jail. Donald Trump's going to jail. Not working. You have Stephen A. Smith, Chris Cuomo, Charlemagne the God, Joe Rogan, You should know all those names. These are the big, some of the biggest names in media, some of the biggest names in the talking sphere. Certainly not MAGA Republicans. Certainly not red hat wearing conservatives saying this is corrupt as hell. What they're doing to Donald Trump is simply going to help him, and more importantly, it proves that we really do live inside of a third world dictatorship that is just like the ones that we claim to fight all around the globe. These are deeply, deeply unpopular people that have a crumbling regime that has failed in every regard globally and is imploding before our very eyes. And they're getting desperate, and so they're going to lash out. And that's what you're seeing right now. They have no more friends. They have no more support. And so they're going to get desperate, like a wounded animal. We're ready, ladies and gentlemen. Prepare. Prepare for the fight of our lives. And we're going to win.
What's going on, Facebook? It's your boy, Benny. Thank you for watching our video.
All right. So, the video might not, or I mean, the audio might not do it justice, but if you watch the video, it looks like there's, like she's about to just break down because she's about to lose her job.
Oh, wow. I mean, still, even, you know, they're talking about the mishandling of documents. And it's like, you guys, it's all irrelevant. They can do that, even if he did. I mean, I still think it's, you know, that's what somebody was saying. They said in this indictment, everything they had in there, they had no details, no proof of anything, you know. So it's just, it's all ridiculous, as usual. And honestly, if they were to try to arrest him, I don't know what would happen, but it's not going to be good. There's liable to be some things go down. I don't know. I mean, you know, his supporters are truly very peaceful, and respectful. But at some point, they're going to push some of them way too far.
My thought here is that they're not going to get any traction going in Miami, but they'll be able to do whatever they want in D.C. Their goal is to just get him somewhere, and they don't care where, but the more that they put out that he has court cases, the more doubt there is about him. So that to be honest, they probably don't even care if they arrest him or not. They probably don't care if they bring him into 48 different courtrooms and he's innocent in all 48. The fact is that they can keep bringing him to court, and that would sway public opinion, and then he can't go on the offense to do speeches. That's the goal.
I mean, I really want these liberals to, somebody to just look, be with me face to face and tell me what Donald Trump did to you that was so bad. I mean, what was
Maybe it's the fact that he didn't start any wars. Maybe they hate the fact that there wasn't $4 a gallon gas. Maybe they like having their jobs replaced by illegals. Or maybe they're looking forward to the starvation that the globalists are discussing.
Jeez. Yeah, or maybe it's maybe they're not able to go to the hospitals and deliver their babies because so many illegal immigrants are in there delivering their babies. Did you hear that? It says that there's American mothers are waiting to deliver their babies as pregnant illegals flock border hospitals. Unbelievable. And then you've got New York City's air quality that's just, talk about another.
Well, there's people that say that they see helicopters. They're not dropping water, but they're dropping fire.
You know, I saw that. Did you see that aerial view of when those fires started in Canada?
I shared a Twitter on that earlier.
Okay, yeah, and it showed them, like, all starting in all these different places, and they just all started.
At the same time, within,
yeah,
like, 60 seconds of each other.
Yeah. Yes. I mean, it's a way for the governments to do a land grab.
Yeah.
So.
So I'm sure you probably know what it's time for it by now.
Yes. Broccoli.
So I don't know if you've seen this one yet. And then we might have to show you last week's because you missed it. And I'm not playing three tonight, so you're going to get last week's and this week's, I guess.
Okay, so you're going to do last week's first?
No, we'll do the current one first.
The current one first, okay.
I want to have a world premiere.
All right.
All right, so when you're ready.
I'm ready.
Okay. All right, so if everybody's ready here, this one's called Minding My Own Business. And this one, of course, has the wiretap. All right, so I'll count down. 3, 2, 1, action.
What up, green dude? What are you up to today, sir?
I'm minding my own business.
Minding your own business? How long have you been handling said business?
Since before I was born, I have been minding my own business.
Is that so? So then why have you not filled out a taxation form for your business? Now we finally have a reason to bring you into taxation court. Thank you for that, sir.
You know that is just an expression, right? It means I am not bothering anyone.
No need to explain, sir. You just need to pull out said business license so I can confirm it is a legal entity.
There is no business. Do you want me to pull the paperwork out of my ass?
Absolutely, sir. You have made an excellent call, sir. Please do be removing said dumb niggers and place them next to my person so I can search your anal cavity, sir.
I don't believe this is happening.
I believe this is happening. You best have proper tax forms from since the year of your birth or I will be arresting you for tax evasion, green dude. How dare you have a business without telling the government?
Do what?
Wrong, green dude. We need less what, more but. Now let me see some underoos right this instant. We need less what, more but. Have I made myself clear, green dude?
No. That is not going to happen.
That is going to happen. If I did not make myself clear, I can translate to Spanish for you, sir. Or if you prefer, I can say it in Italian with a couple glasses of red wine.
Okay. See you later, wiretap. I have to go to work now.
Is you stupid or something, green dude? I have not released you from my custody yet. Did you forget about providing me a fresh look-see at Sir Bunghole? Just for that I now will need to check your ESG and your social credit scores.
I don't care what you do. Just get off my property and leave me alone.
How dare you say those kinds of words as to me, green dude? It is not my fault you poorly chose to be a cisgendered white male, sir. You do realize in South Africa people of your kind are being denied food, water, jobs, and places to live simply because they have chosen to be just white? We cannot wait to bring the most pain to peoples of your kind when Brandon wins a second term.
Oh please. That fool can only win if the election is rigged again. No one thinks he runs anything.
Exactly. Your point, sir? We can rig any election we want and arrest any political opponent we choose now, green dude. Brandon, legalize it. Wait until we shut off the banking system and tell everyone they must vote all Democrat or they will no longer have access to food and water resources. And if you don't send something that goes vote Republican, we will take you to a FEMA camp, even though we all know FEMA camps absolutely do not exist and never will exist. If you think a FEMA camp exists, we will round you up and take you to the FEMA camp.
Everyone already knows that Brandon did not get 81 million votes by now. He will definitely not get 100 million votes this time.
I disagree, sir. We are going to work hard to get Michael Robinson or Obama on as a vice president, sir. No one can resist the temptation of Michael Robinson or Obama. Michael Robinson or Obama is a very nice lady. Whomever is laughing at that. We are going to round you all up and bring you to that FEMA camp. That absolutely positively will never ever exist. Now we need to get your vaccine passports and for the love of Noah Harry, you need to get that bloody scam on your face.
No. Absolutely. No means no.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Yes means yes. Now produce said dungarees, underoos, and blouse next to my person right this instant and fetch me your vaccine passport post haste. Otherwise I will be forced to take you in my 1993 Geo Metro over to G. Lobalist Lair. From there you can be treated like Jeffrey Epstein, who by the way everyone knows killed himself before he could dish any dirt on Bill Gates and the Clinton crime syndicate.
No way. Everyone in the United States knows by now that those gene therapies are very deadly. I have no interest.
Sir, it matters not if you are interested. Without set QR code on your mobile phone or relies on a Freedom microchip on your person, you are not permitted to leave your residence. You are not allowed food, water, employment, or even fresh air. In fact, sir, the only place you are allowed to visit is the FEMA camp. That we have already proven does not exist.
Wiretap, you can kiss my ass.
I thought you would never ask. Bring that ka-dunk-a-dunk-dunk right here post-haste, sir. Woo-hoo.
You can never influence me with your propaganda. Now, get off my lawn. Mr. Wiretap.
How dare you misgender me, sir. Just for that unnecessary outburst I now have to place you under arrest. Misgendering another human carries a 5 to 7 year prison sentence in this state. Good thing we are so loving and liberal here. Now, put those hands upright this instant, drop those dungarees, and why have you still not even attempted to put the bloody scam on that face?
Good luck with that wiretap.
What would you do if my heart was torn in two? More than words to show you feel that your love for me is real. What would you say if I took those words away? Then you couldn't make things new. Just by saying I love you. Let's go, green dude. We are finna indict you on more charges than we are doing with President Trump.
Anyway, let me finish this business with the wiretap. Please check out real news and not the fake stuff that fake news fakes. Listen to Proof Negative. He is on weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time. That is 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. He is on freedomizerradio.com. He has on excellent co-hosts, great guests, and all the news you need to educate yourself with to fight against the globalists. Don't miss out. Freedomizerradio.com.
So now you are saying you have another side business? You just keep stepping in it. Now I need says to inspect your kumquats and your ice cream cone right this very moment. You could be hiding a mobile phone in a assault rifle, or a taxation form inside your junk. Now please do be peeling off those layers of clothing and do be treating me to a selfie with your junk.
So I hope it was okay.
That was good. That was good. Amen.
All right, let's see. Let's see. Do we want that one or the ESG score? We'll do the ESG score. We'll skip the one from last week and do the one from 2 weeks ago.
Oh, okay.
Since that'll be more on topic with the... what we want to cover, I think, after.
Okay.
All right. So when you're ready.
I'm ready.
All right. So ESG scores featuring liberal person. I'll count down. 3, 2, 1. Action.
I can't wait to catch this child trafficker and get home. At least it's my Friday. I better not see the wiretap again when I go through the projects. We have to get that fentanyl and the groomers off these streets. I can't believe all these woke companies are okay with losing billions of dollars so they can promote their mess with these kids. Since when is it okay to have a naked 5-year-old dance in a strip club and have grown men put money in their butt cracks?
Hey broccoli person. I hate you so much. How dare you say it is wrong for me to put dollar bills y'all inside kids' butts? We all can make decisions about our bodies anytime we want.
That's not how it works. If you want to get naked for money, you need to be an adult. Or I will arrest you.
You something ducker. I bet you have the worstest ESG score ever. Your social credit is equal to a pile of horse manure.
You are right. I am not woke. Nor will I ever be woke.
No one cares if Bud Light, Target, and North Face lose all their billions of dollars. It is far more important to promote the trans community. You are too cisgender to understand. Maybe you will learn when we put you all in FEMA camps. That do not exist.
That is the dumbest financial strategy ever.
It's because it is not about the money. It is about being loving and liberal. You need to be more loving and liberal to all people just like I do, you dumb cisgender Trump-supporting Christian biznitch.
Hey, that's great. There are literally hundreds of seats on this train. If you do not want to be around me, you can sit someplace else and not get all up in my Kool-Aid.
How dare you talk to me with hate speech like that, you stupid cisgender little white cracker male. Even great actresses like Jane Fonda are calling on all you cisgendered white males to be placed in FEMA camps and that to stop climate change. Even though FEMA camps will never exist and if you think they are real, we will round you up and place you in a FEMA camp. Jane Fonda is just like us loving and liberal people. We love everyone who is dark-skinned, Hispanic, or LGBTQ2P+. Unless you are trans, we need you dead.
It is beyond me why companies are lining up to lose as much money and business as possible by promoting this trans agenda for the kids. Absolutely no sane person wants to push gay and trans agenda to babies who cannot even walk or talk yet.
You bleeping of dog shit, I. That was one of the most offensive things anyone has ever said. How dare you say that all babies are not born with the wrong gender and they do not want to be gay or trans right when they are born. George Soros spends a lot of money to make sure we push our communist agenda. How dare you stand against globalists like him? You are just a white supreme guise just like all the other black and Hispanic conservatives. Why are you part of the Klan?
Excuse me. But you get in my airspace and call me names and shout nothing but hate at me. Can you please leave me alone and wait for your stop?
My stop was two stops ago. I stayed on here just to tell you I am a trans vegan and I believe that all kids should get gender reassignment surgery when they are born because it is loving and liberal. How dare you not support great Democrats like Brandon, Governor Gruesome or Michael Robinson Obama? Michael Robinson Obama is such a nice lady.
I would never support the Democrat Party. I do not believe in communism.
You bleeping fascist. How dare you demand everyone else live just like you? You are nothing but a stupid communist and a Klan member.
That makes no sense. You come up here demanding that I die because I do not live like you. I tell you, you can live your life however you want. And you are calling me the communist?
Yes, and is something Doc Earth that needs to die. It's not my fault you are into the old way of thinking.
So, old way of thinking? But you are listening to George Soros, Klaus Schwab, and Bill Gates. All of them are old white guys who hate humanity.
Look here, you little bizza. You should be ashamed of yourself for believing in God. If you believe in God, that does not affect me. I prefer to shop only at stores that sell shirts promoting Satan.
You can support and worship whomever you want. You can learn the hard way when your life on Earth ends.
How dare you say that hate speech to me? Stop pushing your religion on me. All of you people that support Christianity needs to be arrested so that we can run the earth however we want.
How am I stopping you from living your best life? You can be living it if you were not here yelling at me with pure hating.
Shut up, you piece of horse bleep. It is right-wing extremists like you who get mad when movies put kids in sex action scenes. Children can have sex with any person they like.
That's totally wrong. And plus illegal. So help me Lord, I will arrest you if I ever catch you doing that with kids.
Why are you against gay and trans parades? You also stopped the furry festival from happening. Children need to see our privates and how we live. Otherwise they will not know we exist.
That is the point. Grooming is illegal. You can have whatever conventions and festivals you like. You just have to make sure it is not accessible to children. For the children. Just be adults and not bring the children in.
You are totally wrong and that is why we need to round you wrong thinkers up. We are totally doing this for the children. How dare you not like kids like we do?
There is a difference. We love children. You love to groom and diddle children until you get arrested. Please remove your person from my area before I take you in for arrest.
You F's are the one that needs to be arrested. You are not allowing us our freedom and you do not conform to our way of thinking. You have no shame not allowing children the right to whack their weenies off and not let me show them my junk. Do I need to remind you I am a trans and a vegan and supports the current thing?
Please. Do not let this wokeness conquer America. Do not let these creatures walk all over you. We have let them get away with far too much. Stand up for yourself or you will all go down the communist road. Check out the Proof Negative radio show. He is on weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time. That is 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. Proof has on great guests, excellent co-host, and keeps you up to date on all the news to fight the globalists. That is on freedomizerradio.com. Click on Listen Live to catch it all for the Proof Negative radio show.
That's the dumbest thing I ever heard. Anyone who listens to Proof Negative is a specist in our people that the Southern Poverty Law Center says are Klan members and hates humanity. I am most loving and liberal. I love everyone. Not like you who hates people for not being a trans. We cannot wait to put you in a FEMA camp.
All right, so that was the other episode.
Yeah. That one's
that's still probably some of the most disturbing is all this stuff that our poor kids are, you know, getting exposed to. And what are most parents going to do? They're all busy working. They can't just take their kids out of school and everybody teach them at home. And it just, I heard about the, there was a high school teacher, trying to think what class it was. It was math or something like that.
Yes.
And you saw that, or did you post that?
Yes.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I'm sure I did.
I'm so glad that the kids were actually piping up. You know, I heard them, I watched the video and I heard them like, you know, moaning and like, oh no, you know, we're going to have to watch this. And I mean, that is so inappropriate. It's like,
yeah,
are you going to show
detention if you're not going to sit there and watch a lesbian love scene in a,
yeah,
in a math class that has nothing to do with any of that?
Man, that teacher would have had a I would have had a huge problem. I'd have been up there. Oh, that's not okay. Not okay. And like, you know, like some other people were bringing it up, it's like, why are they so bent on throwing this in children's faces?
Because that's,
I mean, what,
that's what it's all
that?
About. By the way, just so you know, there are people, and I'm not saying everybody, but the LGBTQP2, whatever it is, there are people that want to add S to that for satanic. I wish I was joking. So,
we're
the more letters and the more offensive you want to get, the more people that are not going to support that.
All this stuff that they're bringing attention to, it's just, yeah, it's just the devil in the details. I mean, it's just really trying to. It's just that time, and we're just, we've got to step it up. And we've got to make sure to start doing the right things and protecting our kids and trying to get more truth out there. And you know, there's so many things through the years since some things I, and just, you know, that it's just like, sometimes making it out in the public now, it's like, oh my God, you know, I knew this 10 years ago. It's like, it's just insane. I mean, so many people, but it's like I said, it's, they have people where they want them. You know, they have to work 2 and 3 jobs. They, and it's both parents, you know, the kids aren't raised by their parents anymore. And it just, it's a vicious cycle.
Well, when they shut down the whole financial system, you're going to have people that will be with their kids.
Yeah. And you know, people are just going to have to, they're going to have to be strong. They're going to have to go back to gardening. Communities are going to have to come together and everybody work together and do community gardening and help each other out. And, you know, we've got to get away from this materialistic, fake society. I don't want to be a part of it anymore. So
no,
the only
and
reason
one
I,
thing I want to say, though, is how do you still, if this goes through, I don't know why there wouldn't be more people leaving California. There's a bill that's on the on record right now, AB 957. What this does, it would brand parents who refuse to affirm their child's gender, they would be considered abusive and they would lose custody of their kids and they go to jail as a hate crime.
Oh, my God. Wow.
So if the school says you are insert whatever hot gender is, and you tell your kid, no, you're a boy, and they question the kid, and the kid says, my daddy says I'm a boy. Well, guess what? Guess who's going to jail?
People just need to leave. I mean, that's the only thing. You got to take action. That's the only thing they're going to understand.
If Governor Newsom runs, you know everything they brought up in California, they're just going to roll this out nationwide because it's liberal.
Yeah, it's not going to happen in Missouri. No flipping way.
They'll try this to be nationwide in all 50 states. Then they'll call it something like the Protect Kids Act. And then you have the people in Congress, I'll protect kids. I'm doing it for the kids.
Wowza. That's just insane. Insane. There can't be that big of a percentage of people that are even on board with most of this.
They're not, but they take advantage of people that don't watch news for whatever reason. They could say they're busy, but hey, they have the TV on something.
Yeah. The other thing too was, the WHO digital health certificate. They're pushing that again too. About to get that out there, but I hope that people refuse to travel. I guess I just don't understand how people can just be so blind and so easily persuaded to go along with all this kind of stuff. But then I know some of the young people. You know, my daughter, her roommate in college
cat decided to just sit on my keyboard.
Her friend was from Brazil, and I know that her and her husband decided to move over here to the States. I guess it was last year they moved over here. And I was like, how did they get over here? Because I knew they weren't big, believers in the gene therapies. And she said, well, I think they took something, but she said it was supposedly something not so bad or whatever. And I'm thinking, that's how they're doing it. And then my niece, she did it because they wanted to travel. And I guess they just aren't educated enough. They haven't checked into it enough to realize the true dangers. They're just keeping up with that programming, that big tube that sits in everybody's living room. And they're just blindly trusting what they hear in the media and everything. I had sent them so much stuff, but it just, thank God my kids actually, I guess they do listen to me. but it's just sad. I just wish I could have kept all my family members from doing it, but you don't have as much influence to, you know, when it comes to cousins and stuff like that. So hopefully there won't be anything horrendous come out of it, but what about, who am I thinking of?
Jamie Foxx?
Ah, Jamie Foxx. He's still having major issues, right?
Yeah, but he said allegedly that it wasn't the gene therapy, and I just don't understand why all these celebrities know that they got hurt by the gene therapy, but they refuse to say anything about it.
So that right there tells me they just want to bring everybody into their misery instead of save a life. Period. I mean, that's the way I feel about it. You know, I'm tired of being nice about all this. I'm tired of coddling it. I'm like, no, no more, no more. There's just too much proof. Everything that's happened the past 3 years, it definitely makes somebody think it's the end of time. And I think so many people just so out of touch with faith and just reality in general.
Well, the reality is, though, Christina, that people don't want to research. They just want the sound bites because they'll sit and watch. They have time for a basketball game, but they don't have time to watch somebody explain in 5 minutes what something is that could kill them.
No,
because
you're
it's not fun.
Right. Yep.
People spend 4 hours
yep.
watching TikTok dancing videos instead of learning about a political candidate.
Yep. You're right. Very true. It's, you know, they're like, I don't want to listen to that. That's boring or blah, blah, blah.
What's more fun? You get people dancing and hitting other people over the head with chairs? Or do they want to learn that the World Health Organization launched today a digital partnership to get the global vaccine passport program restarted?
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter that all the gene therapies right now, I don't know if there's even one right now that's back on the market. I know every one of them was pulled. I don't know if Pfizer or Moderna, if their new one was approved to go back on the market.
Well, I know they're still giving them out, and they're still saying, oh, your government's paying for these. You don't have to pay anything. They're completely free.
A few months ago, Pfizer and Moderna were both taken off the market, but I know that they had updates. So I don't know if the updates have come out yet, or one of them has had updates and the other one hasn't. And last week, Johnson & Johnson was taken off the market for their experimental stuff. So I know that they really wanted to have a reset because they could say, we know that the previous gene therapies didn't work, but these will work much better. Never mind, it's probably the same thing for all we know.
Yeah, exactly.
So they think that they're going to get the public to say, well, at least they cleaned up their gene therapies.
Yeah. I had a family member call me today and he asked about the shingles shot and you know, they're elderly. He's 80, probably 6 or 7 and she's probably 80 and he just got over his second bout with shingles. And unfortunately, he took 3 of the gene therapies over the past 2 years. And he's one of them that developed a clot in his lung, and So don't tell me these things don't cause injuries. I know, you know, I see too many people with injuries. And then he just got shingles again. And granted, he had shingles a long time ago, years ago, and they're not ever supposed to, you know, get them again after they've had them once. Well, he got them this past spring, and he called today and he said, you know, should Bonnie get the shingles? I said, no. I said, absolutely not. And I said, you do realize that she's really frail right now. And I said, you do realize that it could give her the shingles. And he said, and she already had them. She had a mild case of them a few years ago. And I'm like, then she doesn't need it. And I just floored me. You know how much they're charging for that shot? $500.
No.
I'm like, why would somebody? It still just blows my mind. People are so, I mean, and it's no wonder they're so brainwashed about all this stuff. Well, they see on flipping TV. I mean, I yearn for the time when pharmaceutical ads were not allowed on TV. I think, what, are we one of two countries that allow that?
Yeah. I don't know how many, but you're right.
There's not too many. And it's just not right. And, you know, I don't like to put doctors down and bring all that up, but I'm sorry, they are to blame because they are put on a pedestal and people do blindly trust them. So they need to do their flipping homework. And if they're, you know, if they try to intimidate you or if they're offended by questions you ask them, you know what? Walk out the door and go find a doctor that wants you to ask questions and will never want you to feel intimidated. They're out there. They're, you know, they're kind of hard to find, but you can find one. I just, that part really irked me. Just so sick of all of it. But I don't know. I also still wonder about the job markets out there. It just seems crazy. Are you guys, like, are more and more businesses shutting down and just not, are they having trouble finding people to work?
I don't know, because I really have not been looking at the job market, but
okay.
I do see stores closing and hotels, and there's a big shopping mall in San Francisco that just said, look, we're not renewing our land lease. You could just keep the mall.
Yeah, I think our mall.
And you have San Francisco's largest hotel that says, we give up. We're not booking people because nobody's safe in this area.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
But it's more important to be liberal.
Yeah. Goodness.
Yeah, you don't want to do anything to offend the druggies that live in front of the hotel that's worth a couple billion. You don't want to offend them.
I was watching, I guess it's Seattle. Oh. It's just unbelievable what's going on there. Well, and in California, I mean, several places. I mean, this town here, okay, we've got homeless now. I'm just like, this is crazy. But
my cat wants to leave the room here. Go ahead if you got something.
This weather is crazy. We're having like California weather. The temperature is unbelievable. It was like, it's in the 70s.
Is that good?
Which is it's wonderful. It's generally
I think it was 81 today or something here.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, generally here it's like
15 degree drop in normal temperature is due to global warming.
Yeah. Right. There's the other ignorant agenda. Oh, honestly. Ay. We've got a bunch of dunces in this world. I guess that's mean. I shouldn't say that, but my gosh. I mean, it just seems that way. It just seems so simple. But I mean, it's really scary when you start. I mean, I just see too much of it anymore. This transgender stuff, the way people, I don't know, I shouldn't say that. That sounds judgy.
Oh, I don't care.
But it just, there's just not respect anymore. And the sad thing is the young kids are, I mean, with all that's going on, I mean, they're seeing so much disrespect. How are they going to learn? How are they going to know how important it is, how important respect is? I mean, it's just not out there at all. People just have to step up. I mean, I know with my kids, I mean, there's no way. I don't care what people would have done or tried, or even right now with my grandkids. Like, they'll be fine. There's no way anybody's going to force any of this stuff onto them. It's just not going to happen. There's enough of us. We can all start forming communities and just, like I said, form another parallel society. Go around it. Because one of these days, all of them are going to come back begging. You know, you have to wonder, are any of them out there learning how to grow food and take care of themselves? Probably not. I could be wrong, but I don't think so. I mean, I think a lot of people, the scary part, too, is they just don't think it's a big deal that our privacy is getting diminished.
Hey,
you know,
did you
and that
see
they
the article that said that over 60% of Americans between age 18 and 30 said they would be completely okay if there were cameras in every room in their house for their safety?
Oh, my word. Are you serious?
Yeah, it would keep them safe.
That right there shows you, I mean, minds are damaged. I'm sorry. They're damaged. Anybody that can think that that's okay, no, not okay. Not okay. Well, if that's the case, you know what? Let them have them. But stay out of our houses. They're always saying, you know, crying that I don't know. I don't even understand that. We haven't done anything to anyone. It's just because we won't just follow suit and do everything they want. I mean, they're like spoiled children. They really are.
And what's crazy, let me just give an example here. Did you hear about that baseball pitcher, Anthony Bass?
I'm not sure.
So I'll share the story. So this guy's having a pretty decent season with the Toronto Blue Jays. And he liked and shared a video that somebody else made that said we should target – we should boycott Target and Bud Light over their beliefs because he's Christian. And
I did. Yes, I did
so,
hear about that.
So he got called into the upper management of the Blue Jays. They had him go through all these hoops to keep his job, and at the end of the day, they fired him anyway.
Oh, my goodness.
So he even made a video apologizing. He had to do all kinds of other odds and ends, and then they said, you know what, you're gone. So that's what happens. You if you give in 1% to wokeness, they don't care. They remember that. They're worse than Prepperidge Farm. They remember everything. And you better be at 100%, and you better have your value system on a swivel, because you don't agree with something. It's like the Ten Commandments. You miss one, you missed all 10. That's how they operate. And there's no getting saved in the woke agenda. You better buy into it for life or you're permanently gone.
Mm. Wow. Yeah. Is he going to go play for somebody else?
He got released over the weekend, so I don't know. Teams might be afraid of him because he's a Christian. Maybe that's why Tim Tebow never got a fair shake.
Yeah, no.
By the way, your one of your friends wants to come say hi.
Oh, okay, friends.
Bianchi, welcome in, sir.
Oh, Bianchi. Okay.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hi.
He wants to sue the hell
out
of them. If they fire him because of his religion. But and you also wonder why come the players ain't taking a knee. But persecution is a persecution. But, you know, I was going to make mention about this Alabama redistricting, where the Supreme Court is trying to make Alabama create a segregated voting district. And Supreme Court can make the opinion, but Alabama has to do it. It's nothing more than a dissent decree, the 1965 Voting Rights Act. It wasn't about voting. It was about registration, because blacks had already been voting. Section 5 of that act was done away with, initiated by Roberts, by the way. And the reason why is because the districts that it applied to was predominantly black. So you're going to say that blacks is discriminating against themselves. And the whole thing was a consent decree where the states that was listed, and it was quite a few, even Hawaii, they would have to agree. They didn't have to do it. They just agreed to, for whatever reason. And it can't last forever. So what they're saying is that Alabama needs to create another district for blacks. And that's wrong. That's discrimination.
Yes, it is.
And you mean to tell me that whites don't live in what we call black voting districts? So they should not vote for a white candidate if they feel like it? And you mean to tell me that blacks should not vote for a white candidate if they feel like it? And what makes them think that blacks don't vote Democrat anyway? That's racist to think that, to prejudge like that.
I don't know how far this will go, but there's talk about adding another congressional seat here in Las Vegas for the, it's the alphabet streets, A through J, right behind downtown. So.
Well, yeah, they got cases like Alabama coming up in Louisiana, and I think Ohio, and maybe one other. I'm going to talk to some state reps, a senator, hopefully here in the next few days, and tell her don't fall for that. Because creating, quote unquote, a district for blacks so that they can have a representative is ridiculous. How you know those blacks don't want to vote for a white representative? That's the question that needs to be asked.
Well, that's the chance that they are willing to take, I guess. Because if I promise you, Bianchi, if all those blacks turned around and voted Republican, they would shut those districts down in a second. You know the best way to stop illegal immigration? You have all the you have people set up you have people setting up tables at the border to register as a Republican. And if they get enough people to stop and they issue them a bottle of water and something to eat and they sign their name up, I promise you all those people that are signing up as a Republican, they'll put border walls up 800 feet tall.
Well, you're probably right, and I understand where you're coming from. But all in all, this stuff that the Supreme Court is pulling, and here's another point. As I said before, the states don't have to obey the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court does not make laws. They just give
that's
opinions.
Right. Yep.
That's why Brandon gets away with so much stuff.
Yeah. I don't know why they even abide by that. You know, there was a state or two that did not abide by the 55-mile-an-hour speed limit. They said go pound sand.
Montana being one of them.
Yeah. So this stuff about creating a black district, that's discrimination. And the act of discrimination is in down there every quote-unquote Civil Rights Act, Civil Rights mentioned that there is, going back all the way to 1775. I hate 1775. Yeah, that's the first Civil Rights Act. So anyway, I just wanted to put that out there. Call your legislators up and tell them, don't fall for the scheme. Don't fall for the okey-doke. That's exactly what it is. And you know the thing that pisses me off is that when you have blacks move into area where they get better property value, they have better school, they have safer communities, they will draw a line that would stretch out like Moses' staff across the Red Sea and try to capture that family and pull them in technically into a district that they probably moved away from and don't want to have anything to do with. That is totally wrong. Okay. I'll listen.
Well, that's it, Bianchi? Well, that was fast.
Yeah. Gosh. They just do all this to constantly keep people confused because, you know, even if you go back to, you know, where it says when the government is no longer serving the people, you know, the people have the right to overthrow that government. But then there's also when you go look that up and it's like, okay, how does that process even work? And when you start looking that process up, anybody that attempts to even talk about or overthrow the government, you know, can be, it's like the worst thing in the world, and they can be thrown in jail, and I'm thinking, it's just all very, very confusing, and that's exactly what they want. You know, that they don't want people to know the black and white, because then it's too easy for them to do the right things and stop things that they don't like. But if there's confusion about it out there and they're like, well, you know, it says we can do this, but then over here, I don't know. And it just makes no sense because, like Yankee's saying, you know, segregation has never worked. Never, ever. And it's not the people that want this. People can get along. I mean, we all can get along. It's just the flipping elite that are trying to run this world, try to stir up trouble with everybody so that they can control them. I mean, they're power hungry, and they're going to do everything they can to try to control all of us, yes, through vaccines, through these gene therapies, through these flipping tests, through the media. I mean, I don't know what it takes to wake people up. They got to turn this stuff off. All the media, they're all full of dumb. I mean, it just...
You know what? I don't think people are going to come together. Yeah, I'm still here. Proof, I don't think people are going to come together. There's no way that my children are going to be taught by these transsexuals that's openly transsexual, openly gay. So
no,
I'm not coming
agree
together.
Yeah, that's true.
See,
that's
when
true.
You come together, you compromise. Well, they can have the cross dressers on Tuesdays and Thursdays and be off on Monday, Wednesdays, and Friday. No, I'm not coming together like that. See, when you come together, you compromise, and when you compromise, you lose. It's going to be a drawing of the line, watch and see, and people are going to say, we ain't going to do it. That's what they should say. We're not going to do it. And get off this notion. If you leave everything up to a Supreme Court, then why did you vote locally for locals and state representatives and then turn around and vote for federal representatives? If you're going to let the Supreme Court make the decisions for you, it doesn't make sense. You're just wasting your time. You'd be vote drunk.
Yeah. That's a good point, Bianchi, I'm the same way. No, I don't want my kids raised that way. I would rather just take them and go to a community of people that, you know, we all want to raise our kids the way we want to raise them. Nobody needs to shove anything down anybody's throat. But, and they need to let people, well, you know, it goes back to that, that old saying, you know, you can't do things that are going to bring harm to other people. And these idiots that think that doesn't harm children, I mean, they're just, like you said, their minds are messed up. They're sick. It's just insane. I still would like to know the percentage of people that actually are like that. And I don't think there were that so many as there are now, because I think that this movement is causing a greater number, because I don't know. That's just, I'm going to go down a rabbit hole with that one. But it's just super sad. I feel so sorry for so many kids. You know, somebody posted that image, that story about, remember the two gay guys that were married and adopted those two boys, basically were sexually abusing those little boys?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that just, that is so sickening to think that this freaking system allowed those two men to bring those two innocent little boys into their home and do what they did to them. Ugh. It's just wrong. It's more than wrong. I wonder where those two guys are. I know where I hope they are. Hmm. It's I can only imagine. I mean, I think about the young kids that are having to grow up in homes, you know, where there is no faith, no respect, no morals, and just the schools. I think schools are dangerous right now. I really do. I mean, I guess it depends on where you are, but boy, I'd sure like to hover in a classroom. Guess I need to work on that out-of-body traveling and go hover in my grandson's classrooms and then see what's going on. Oh, gosh. I don't know.
So I know we were just talking about sports stuff, and I figured let me share a couple of things. So there's a new candidate. He's considering running for Dianne Feinstein's Senate seat in California as a Republican. Do you remember Steve Garvey?
Steve Garvey. That name sounds familiar.
Famous baseball player in the 70s and 80s for the Dodgers.
Oh.
No, he's running as a Republican and he's popular.
Well, I don't know that means much anymore. Oh. I still have to wonder if we'd be better off without parties.
Yeah, well, the only way you're going to win as a Republican is you have to be extremely famous. And Steve Garvey would be considered like the bare minimum for being famous. Not because he wasn't okay. Famous, but he hasn't played baseball in almost 40 years.
Oh, wow.
So,
okay.
If it was 1998, he'd be a slam dunk.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot
younger. That's the same seat that Governor Grusom is considering and Adam Schitt is considering. They want that seat. I'm rooting for Steve Garvey.
Yeah, boy. I sure hope so.
And by the way, for those of you out there that are wondering, the Denver Suckets beat the Miami Heat to win the NBA Finals this year. It's the first time the Denver Suckets won.
Well, that's good.
But what's funny, and I'm going to call my shot for tomorrow, that they have seeds. I'm sure you, I don't have to go too generic here, but they have 16 teams that make the playoffs, and they're seeded 1 through 8 in each side. So Miami, they have the Miami Heat that made the finals as an 8 seed, and then the Florida Panthers that play in Miami in the same exact arena. And they also made it to the finals in the Stanley Cup for hockey. And they're about to lose in 5 games tomorrow in the finals. But they both made it as the very possible worst seed.
Huh.
So the Golden Knights for the hockey, the Stanley Cup, they're up 3-1, and they're playing game 5 here tomorrow. So other than the game that they barely tied with like 2 seconds left in the game and then they won in overtime, they really haven't been on the same level for the most part in the series. So I think it's safe to say that Las Vegas will have their first ever team to win some kind of championship in a major sport.
Um I mean, that's good.
Besides, tomorrow, Miami's going to be way too busy anyway.
Miami's going to be way too busy?
Yeah. You forgot?
Oh. Oh, yeah.
Oh, there's going to be almost every well-known Republican will be there, I think, for the most part. Carrie Lake is there.
So.
I doubt DeSantis will be there, but.
I mean, if he cares about getting supported, he better be there. Because I guarantee you, people voting Republican, they're going to expect all of them to stand up for Trump. I'm sorry. This is not just about the presidency. This is about way more. So if he doesn't, he's probably going to do himself in for sure. With the people, I mean, that doesn't say much for, you know, the party's nominating them because they're who knows what's going on there.
I think that's why so many people jumped into the race because they believe that Trump won't be there.
That's possible. Very possible.
But I just don't think that that Pence, Christie, or Asa Hutchinson. I don't care if Trump isn't there and he dropped out tomorrow. None of those three have a chance.
No, I agree.
I remember when Chris Christie announced he was running last time, he said the number one thing that you could take from Chris Christie is that he knows how to work with Democrats. If that's the most important trait that you have, then why aren't you running as a Democrat?
Oh, wow. Yeah, no joke.
You know, I bet you, I think Robert F. Kennedy would even speak up about what's happening with Trump.
Speak about it is one thing. To show up at the event is another.
That's true. But wouldn't that be something if he did? That'd be interesting.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think they'll talk from afar.
Probably. Probably right.
But one of my questions is, and I don't know the answer. Would Robert F. Kennedy get us out of the World Health Organization?
Oh, I believe so.
Yeah, I just feel like we're putting too many words into his mouth because we know him for a few topics, but is he better than Brandon? Yes. But is he better than a few of the other people? I can't say that. Not because I don't want to or he's a different party. I don't know how much of his platform from 15 years ago still stands.
Well, I know that he said one of the first things he would do is dissolve a lot of these flipping organizations.
Well, yeah, because
you know,
they killed his dad and his uncle, so I figure he would do that. But getting us out of a world treaty, is that something that he would do?
Yeah, I think he would, and he also had said
that. Yeah, but thinking he would and actually hearing him say it are two different things. Because we want to believe the good in people.
Pull the military out of all the other countries. You know, he said we don't need to have presence in all these countries around the world and be spending all this money. He said, bring our guys home and make our country.
Oh, I know. He's extremely anti-war, and I'm in favor of that. But is he willing to go against a worldwide treaty? And I don't know the answer.
Well, In my opinion, yeah, I think he is. I'll have to look that up and research that a little more.
I think
to,
that's
to
a valid
find.
Question.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I don't know. Hey, are we sure?
I'm not
Blitz?
Saying no against your guy. I just I need to see
yeah.
more. I'm not one of those people that will take somebody and decline everything negative because I want to believe that they're good people. I've
yeah.
seen too many presidential candidates where people will overlook things because they want to believe the good in people, like Barry Satoru and his husband, Michael Robinson Obama, who I'm sure is a nice lady. Just because she's a nice lady doesn't mean that I have to be lockstep with everything that couple wants to do. And just because I voted for Trump, that doesn't mean that I support everything he did.
Oh, right. No, I know. Yeah. I mean...
You know, when you look at the GDP...
You scared me, Bianchi.
When you look at the GDP of countries, the gross domestic product, China has made leaps and bounds, you know, recent. And that was probably because of American manufacturing moving there, taking on Chinese partners, then up in the business, creating all these Chinese millionaires and billionaires. And they're going to pass the U.S. and GDP. For a while, in 2050, around 2070, Nigeria have the largest population in the world, followed by India, then China. Then they will slip down. India will be number one.
Why would you say Nigeria,
so,
though?
I was just looking at the projections, virtual projections. There's several of them out there. And I remember at one Devos conference, Al Gore made reference to that Nigeria should check its population. I don't know why he done that.
Hmm.
But
you know,
as far as
the GDP, a lot in Pakistan. Pakistan is definitely very population dense.
Pakistan is one too. So I don't know what it would take for the United States to regain that dominance in other people around the world wanting the U.S. stuff. I really don't. You know, there was one time, this was, I guess, back in the 80s, you could sell Levi blue jeans to Eastern Bloc countries and they would pay a pretty penny for it. A case of Coca-Cola,
yep.
You could sell it for about three times worth more than what it was because they didn't have those things. So what it would take for the U.S. to regain that dominance, and we can't do it if you got a population that's not educated. They're just dumb when it comes down to knowing the science and math, science and technology and STEM. They just can't not doing it at the rate that they should.
Well, not just that, but if you take the resources away, you take the oil and gas away, and then they want to talk about banning farming to stop starvation, believe it or not.
Yeah.
And I played the John Kerry clip, I believe, where he says that.
Oh, my God. What a joke.
They're
going to
ban gardening so that you can stop starvation.
It's just amazing the things that you hear. And you know, when we heard them, we thought, oh, this is just going to blow over. Well, no, it looks to me like it's trying to settle in pretty deep.
I was trying to look up on his website, childrenshealthdefense.org. org about the WHO. I don't know if he's got much on here, but I'll have to keep. He does have an article titled, It's Time for Laws Limiting the Power of Public Health Institutions. So it is time for states to take action to limit the power of public health so that a repeat never happens again. And he was talking about how the WHO and all them, you know, declared the COVID pandemic and all that. So I don't know. I'll have to keep looking into that, but that is a good point. But I would be shocked if he would be for that. You know, that was one of the best things Trump did in my mind still was when he defunded the WHO. I was like, that was brilliant, you know? That was so great. I was so happy when he did that. And then Biden came back in, and boy, he changed that, didn't he? Couldn't wait. There was one other thing I was going to mention about that, and I can't think of what it was now. Really? Going completely blank. But anyway, he's been interviewing so many people lately, which is good. And I can't imagine him being for what the WHO is wanting to do. I just, that would blow my mind. It just wouldn't make any sense with all his other views and everything. But he's really trying to get his voice out there since he's been so long. I remember early in COVID, they even banned his YouTube channel. I mean, there's still several people on YouTube that they don't have their channels back. And I don't, so I almost feel guilty ever going onto YouTube. It's like, for some reason, they kind of don't get all the heat some of them got for censoring people.
All right, Melissa, so let's see what else we got here. I did want to get into Chuck Grassley here, talking about he has witnesses, including the prosecutor that got fired regarding the Burisma stuff. So I want to play, it's just a couple minutes here.
Okay.
Let me assist for the purposes of more transparency on this subject. The 1023 produced to the House committee's redacted reference that the foreign national who allegedly bribed Joe and Hunter Biden allegedly has audio recordings of his conversation with them. 17 such recordings. According to the 1023, the foreign national possesses 15 audio recordings of phone calls between him and Hunter Biden. According to the 1023, the foreign national possesses 2 audio recordings of phone calls between him and then Vice President Joe Biden. These recordings were allegedly kept as a sort of insurance policy for the foreign national in case that he got into a tight spot. The 1023 also indicates that then Vice President Joe Biden may have been involved in Burisma employing Hunter Biden. based on the facts known to the Congress and the public, it's clear that the Justice Department, the FBI, haven't nearly had the same laser focus on the Biden family. Special Counsel Jack Smith has used a recording against former President Trump. Well, what is U.S. Attorney Weiss doing with respect to these alleged Joe and Hunter Biden recordings that are apparently relevant to the high-stakes bribery scheme? Getting a full and complete 1023 is critical for the American people to know and understand the true nature of the document and to hold the Justice Department and the FBI accountable.
Oh, sorry, I didn't realize that was it. It ended kind of abruptly, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. Did you, I sent you that short clip on them too. It's a very short clip about the Espionage Act. The guy explaining how Trump cannot be, he can't be, I mean, they can't bring that against him.
No, they're trying. And if you have a Democrat leaning judge and you have Merrick Garland that could demand through extortion that you do what we say, they'll find a way. So all those things where that we said you can't do, all that's out the window. Look at what they're trying.
Well, trying is the key, though. You know, it's just such a flipping waste of time and money.
Yeah, but
it's
not their money.
I know, but you know, this is the part that drives me crazy. Taxes in our country are just so flipping out of hand. And the fact that that's the kind of stuff that our money's being wasted on rather than for good things, I mean, it just has to stop somehow. You know, I got to thinking about it the other day, and it's like my brother just bought his son, you know, used car. He turned 16, and I took him to go get his plates for his car. And I looked at the sales tax, and it's like, this is so ridiculous. We pay taxes on an item. I mean, that car has had, you know, sales tax paid on it umpteen times. It's had like four owners. And
right.
And then we all every year we have to pay our personal property taxes on these cars. It's insanity. It's just I mean, they just steal from us left and right. They really do. Really, really do. And when they're so pathetic at how they're running the country, freaking give us money back. Oh, wouldn't that be nice just to have a job and you can be, you know, do whatever you want, be as horrible as you want, still get paid.
Mm-hmm.
Give yourself a raise if you want to. It's that insane. It's that bad. The worst probably president in history. Our country's never been this bad. Yet he just keeps getting more and more money. Keeps getting his way. I mean, it's literally, it's a government mob. Absolutely is. Oh.
You gonna fall asleep on me?
Gangsters of Gangsters of Washington, D.C. Yeah, no, I'm finally glad I can sleep again. Oh, what that was I had last week. My voice, it was awful. I could not talk hardly at all. I felt bad, too. I had a little bit of a fever and some minor body aches and stuff for a couple days. Nothing, you know, horrendous, like a bad flu, but it, I don't know, it's just really strange. Very strange. And I also don't know that it wasn't my allergies, though. My ears had been itching like crazy. So who knows? But got through it. I was just looking at that George, just saw a post somebody made from George Orwell. It was saying, the people will believe what the media tells them they believe. Everybody needs to watch that movie. Go back and watch that movie.
Well, even that point goes back to education.
Yeah.
You know, to educate your children in the traditions and doctrines and to be adherent to the Constitution, that is a form of indoctrination. But it's for the betterment of the nation, I think. At least that's what I practice. So it's very, very important. You got to get to those your young people and put this in their head so they can understand.
It is. I mean, you can't tell me. I mean, you can take the Constitution, you know, the Bill of Rights. You can take all of it, read it. Anything in there that's harmful at all, it is. I mean, there's no way that that would produce a bad society. So, yeah, it just, I don't even know how much of it they teach in school anymore. I mean, when I was in high school, we had to study, we had to take a test to graduate.
I admit,
I didn't take any Constitution test when I was in high school.
Huh.
And most kids don't take any whatsoever.
I mean, most kids
you're still
don't
in Missouri.
Even know.
Yeah, you're still in Missouri, aren't you?
Yeah.
What are the kids doing there in your area? I know they don't do it down in the cities. I know that. But I was working with a group of students that was with the music director. And I told him, he asked me to come down to 801 to the school district headquarters. That's where he was working out of because he does audio visual and he trains students how to do it. So I said, okay, I'm coming down. So I got some pocket constitutions and I handed them out. And I guess there's about 7, 8, maybe 9 students in there. And it's one girl, she's black, she said, well, the Constitution wasn't meant for us. So I heard that time and time again, and that's these adults that's teaching these kids this stuff.
Oh,
the Constitution wasn't meant for us.
Oh.
Hey, gay people are saying the same thing now.
Oh, my God. What the?
Well, you didn't hear Brandon over the weekend that said he's tired of people getting kicked out of restaurants for being gay? I've never heard that once in my life. I don't remember any restaurant I've ever been to where they ask you if you're gay.
Oh.
Have you ever been to a restaurant where they ask you if you're gay? Because I never have.
No.
Yeah, they had a restaurant in New York that... Well, you had this Christian group had booked space for a meeting or something. They arrived at the restaurant. The manager turned them around under the pretense, he said, that he has gay employees and they don't feel comfortable.
Oh, my God.
Around.
Gosh.
Yeah. So the only way you fight that, and I'm sorry, if that's fire, you got to fight fire with fire.
Yeah.
I know what you feel. I know what you're saying. But taking that position can be very, very dangerous. But these people will go after you viciously, and they'll try to kill you. They'll try to kill you psychologically. They will try to kill your values. Then they'll make a compromise.
Yeah, you're not
when
allowed
compromise,
to do the same
you
to them,
them,
though. Because
no,
if you're
not.
Did you hear Garth Brooks over the weekend that said if you boycott Bud Light that you're an asshole?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And that ain't no kid. That's a grown-ass man. Where the hell he come up with that from?
Yeah.
I guess he owns a bar and he got tired of people saying, I don't want tranny fluid.
But no, and see, now, in Missouri, with me, so I'm almost 58. So I learned, it was 1983 when I graduated high school. So when that was when, like I said, we had to study the Constitution and we had to pass a test to graduate. But I was in a very small town. So I was in a town of 1,500 people. You know, K through 12 was under one roof. So I don't know as far as these bigger city towns in Missouri, I don't know if they're still doing that. That might have been why, you know, like I said, growing up in a small town, it might have been different. But
well,
I have never heard that.
This is all school districts, the rural area, the city, the counties. They all have taken on this practice of not teaching the foundation of this country.
Mm-hmm.
They don't do it.
Mm.
Black, white, whatever, they don't do it. And it's very serious at this point. I think,
yeah,
anyway.
It is. Did you guys see the video of the parents that he had at one time been on the school board? Cool. And, oh, where was it? Was it Pennsylvania? Anyway, he has a very strong British accent. But he's obviously been in the States for a while. You should have heard him speak to that school board about this stuff going on. Oh, my God, he was so good. He was brilliant. But I think probably, you know, when they come over here and become citizens, they have to learn our Constitution. And so I think he had everything on his mind, you know, fresh, or else he must have just really studied all this stuff. But he put that school board in their place, and he was, you know, reminding them that, no, you work for us, the parents. And he was telling him, and he's like, and don't you dare alter, you know, my speech at all. He said, I have a certain amount of time to speak, and I want a copy of this tape when I am done. And if you alter it, I will get an attorney and sue you. I mean, it was wonderful. He knew so much. And I was like, man. Oh.
Yeah, but I bet you them school board members sat up there like bumps on logs.
Oh. Yeah, I mean, I can't remember exactly what happened, but it was something to do with the, you know, the transgender stuff and that in school and just what was going on. And it's just unbelievable. But I don't know. Schools have been like that for a while. Maybe not so much on this transgender stuff, but you have to be careful. Too many of these.
Yeah, you walking around showing pregnancy, you subject to be attacked. They hate you.
Yeah. Yeah. You just really got to, you know, educate your children, and you've got to talk to them about a lot of stuff and make sure they know you know, I talked to my grandson.
Now, Lori Lightfoot.
Yeah.
Lori Lightfoot went to Harvard to teach. Now, what the heck is she going to teach at Harvard? And who would want to sit in her class?
No joke. Oh, wow.
Now, think about that. Here's this elite school, and they're going to bring this person in to teach. Just look at her record.
My.
She was a total failure.
Yeah,
what is
their purpose? Indoctrination of liberalism?
She said at one meeting that she wasn't going to let reporters ask questions she wasn't taking questions from reporters because they were white.
Oh, my gosh.
And that's somehow not racist.
Yeah, exactly.
So why would they hire, if they can take, I don't know, maybe it was another university that wanted to take down the statue of a doctor saying that he operated on black women 60 years ago or even further without anesthetic. Okay. Well, that's what Lori Lightfoot said, what she said. That's racist. And they're going to allow her to teach class?
Jeez. I don't know.
Then now, guess who's running for president? Cornel West. His ideology and philosophy. Hey, he's beyond Jupiter in his thoughts.
Wait, who? Kanye? Did you say Kanye West?
Colonel West.
Colonel West. Who is Colonel? I don't know if I know him.
Cornel West. Professor. He's a black professor. His hair is all over his head, kind of like the boxer.
He looks like Colonel Sanders, kind of, but a black Colonel Sanders.
Okay. Huh.
I think he taught at, what school did he teach at? It's not Cornell. He teaches at Princeton, I believe it is.
I thought it was Columbia, but I could be wrong.
Well, I may be wrong, too.
Oh, wait a minute. Alan? You talking about Alan?
No. His name is Cornell. Cornell. Cornell.
No way.
I'll find you somebody. Hang on.
I just found him. Okay.
All right.
I found him. All right.
Doesn't he look like a black Colonel
like
Sanders?
Alan West. Well, yeah. Yeah. Oh, geez. Wowza. I'm guessing he's a Democrat?
Oh, yes,
he's what's called the People's Party now.
Highly liberal and socialist.
Oh, wow.
See, it's one thing to be a socialist like Gaddafi. Gaddafi took state resources and shared it amongst the people. But these ones we're talking about here in the state, they want to take from others. See, it's not about equity. It's about equality. And in order to achieve that equality, they want to take from others and give to those who don't have it for whatever the reason.
I thought it was the other way around.
There's no guarantees other than you have a right to pursue your successes. That's the guarantee that you have a right. But the outcomes can't be guaranteed. The outcomes can't be equal. That's ridiculous.
Whoa, what is this, you guys? Did you hear anything about him burning 40 million tires?
No.
What? Oh, my gosh. Looks like on the Blaze? Blaze TV? What the heck? Oh. Yeah, I mean...
Ooh, what do you make of all these UFO sightings? Recently.
This seems like
I wish I had an answer because I don't know.
Yeah, I don't either. I mean, I was just watching, Peggy, what is her name? The healthy something.
Peggy Hall.
Yes. I was watching, she had a YouTube video with this gentleman who was a past fireman, I believe. And he's, you know, studied fires for like 45 years. And they were going through all these fires that had been happening, you know, over the past several years in like California and that. And, you know, I remember the one in Santa Rosa because Dr. McDougall, I remember, you know, I've studied him and followed him a little bit. And, you know, he lost everything. He said, we literally have nothing but the clothes on our back that we were sleeping in. And this guy has been going around, and they're showing how bizarre it is that, like, you have all these houses turned to white ash, not black ash. They're white ash, and there's trees standing up around them with the needles still on them. Now, how is that freaking possible? And he was, you know, he went to several different sites, and there was this other one, and it was like wooden fences. And the only part that was burnt was where there were metal, where there were like nails. So there's something really weird going on. And they were talking about how it seemed like the trees were burning from the inside out. Basically they're saying that they're implying that it's kind of like microwave technology or whatever. I mean, but it made sense because it was, a lot of it was where there was like metal and there would be other things burnt. It was just really weird. If you watch it, you know, it really makes you go, I don't know. There's a lot of stuff going on. And I even saw something to where they said that they're going to use the UFO as an excuse to take over the government or whatever, and it's going to be our military or something. I don't know. Okay, whatever. You know, you hear all these things, and it's like, yeah, but nothing ever happens. So believe it when I see it.
Believe well, I do I know that, that they would be, if they don't, if we don't listen to the Bill Gates globalist types, then they're going to have to try to make it sound like something's coming from outside our universe, and they're going to instill the message that Bill Gates wants.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I just don't understand. Well, I do understand. It's just money.
Yeah.
Bill Gates is such a little nerdy geek. I mean, he just, well, now we know why his wife divorced him. Whole lot more to all these guys that we are only seeing little bit of. That's for sure. For sure. All I know is I'm not participating in any of it all. I would give up everything to have to go freaking live off the grid and do that stuff if I had to. I would.
All right, so what else do we want? We got like 4 minutes.
4 minutes. If there's anything else on here. Oh, the WEF calls for AI to rewrite the Bible. Create religions that are actually correct.
Great religions that are correct. That's
yeah. Jeez.
Yeah, that's a little weird.
So they
can rewrite what they could tell us what's correct, even though there's a gentleman that blessed us with this earth a long time ago, and you're going to rewrite that. Oh, okay. Yeah, but then again, they're not doing all this for us. They figure we're old, we're expendable. They want the children. Because through the children, they can get their beloved communism.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, I mean, that's true. But, you know, speaking about religions and faith and all that, one of the hardest, most difficult parts I have with a lot of them is, you know, I've met some of the sweetest people, but when they fail to, I'm sorry, but to me, you know, nature, you know, like you said, God gave us this earth. It is God. And yet a lot of religions just, they don't respect and protect that enough. It's like they seem to not care about the destruction of nature, which is the destruction of God. And to me, I think all of that's important. I'm like, no, you can't ignore that. You can't just try to live in a righteous way and eat such crappy food in your body and you know, be reckless with how big a footprint that you leave on this earth. I'm sorry, but all of it's important. It's the one thing that I see, and I'm just like, nope, wait a minute. Nope, you guys, this is important too. So, oh boy, what time is it? Okay, 2 minutes? You guys still there?
I just got the 90-second buzzer, actually. All right, well, if there's nothing else, I'll go ahead and close it down here.
Okay.
Thank you for joining us, Bianchi.
Yeah.
Thank you for having me, Proof. Both of you. I really enjoy it.
Yeah.
Oh, you're welcome. And Christina, nice to have you back again. 60-second buzzer. The music's going to go off here whether I'm ready or not. So everyone else, please support the other shows on the network. It's not just the Proof Negative show here. But until tomorrow, hold on to the handrail. Keep hope alive. Remember, only you can prevent forest fires. I am Proof Negative, and I am Proof.